Hello everyone, I'm Alison Aplin and I'd like to welcome you to the November edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. I'd also like to welcome our readers today, Angie Kennedy, Dorothy Sneesby, Tony Stimpson and Neil Haverson. Well, the clocks have gone back and we're all probably hunkering down ready for winter. But the editors of Let's Talk are in a very upbeat mood this month. They're telling us to count our blessings, to feel fortunate for the things we have, and to look forward, not back. Well, I can't promise you that this edition will be entirely about looking forward. We certainly have some of our usual nostalgia, and we have some important people to remember and to pay tribute to. But let's hear from sub-editor of Let's Talk, Angie Kennedy, with that positive outlook. Welcome, Angie.
The clocks went back on October the 30th. Like me, you probably thought that that meant winter and long, dark and often damp and cold nights. Oh, summer. Remember those 40-plus degree days? Gosh, that seems a long time ago now. Added to the huge hike in fuel bills that we're all facing, as well as the other cost of living increases, it all paints a pretty grim picture for the foreseeable future. But we shouldn't get too despondent. After all, we've been there before. Remember the 1970s and the interest rates soaring to well above 15%? Somehow we managed to get through it all. It's time for some of that good old British spirit again. Draw in a deep breath, keep your hand on the tiller, steer away from trouble, and everything will be all right in the end. Very soon, Christmas will come, and despite its cost and added stress, it's always a truly wonderful family time for most of us. If times are hard, then it's probably even more important to make the most of it. With this issue, we've hunted out some of the most enjoyable events that are being planned from now onwards to try and get us into the festive spirit. And then we will have a new year to look forward to. And many will agree, things can, and only, will get better. Having an optimistic outlook is necessary. Even I have to put aside that grumpy old facade. And actually, I am lucky. I should count my blessings. Wherever and whatever you look at in this country and indeed in this world, you will always find people worse off, emotionally, health-wise, and financially. We often forget just how fortunate we are. We don't have to walk miles every day to draw water from a well. We don't have to live most of our lives without electricity or any other form of heating or power. We have an NHS, albeit under pressure, that provides for us in our hour of need. Most of us have family and friends and are not totally alone. So we all know that it is a time to be resourceful, find ways to save a few pennies, make sure we're not wasteful with our heating, our money and our food. Most of us look forward, not back. And although we should never forget the past and we can revel in those good old days, we should remember too to embrace what is around the corner. It may just be what we're all waiting for.